This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 431 for Monday, June 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkinton. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged overnight, but turned lower Monday morning as the day's session got underway with the largest losses in the new crop months. Canola down $4 to over $9, the July contract down $4.90 at $681 per ton. New crop November down $5.90 at $659. The Chicago soy complex was mixed to start the week, with gains in soybeans but losses in soy oil. European rapeseed futures also traded to both sides of unchanged, while Malaysian palm oil was slightly softer. Crude oil is lower, though, and that was weighing on the agricultural commodities. Prairie weather forecasts call for normal to above normal temperatures for most regions over the next week, with good chances of precipitation in Alberta and more northern growing regions of Saskatchewan, with scattered thunderstorm activity elsewhere. In the U.S., trade is mixed, with solid gains in corn to start the week, but a mixed tone in soybeans and wheat. Weekend rains across the Corn Belt were hit and miss, and dryness worries were giving corn a boost to start the week. The July corn contract up 12 cents at 6.16 per bushel. Forecasts remain hot and dry, with some speculative buying also coming forward, as weather concerns were driving corn prices higher. Soybeans, meanwhile, traded to both sides of unchanged, but were being pulled higher by corn. The July contract, it's down 5 cents at $13.81 per bushel, while new crop November up 3 cents at $12.08 per bushel. While the dry Midwestern weather is supportive for corn, it's still too early in the growing season for traders to get too worried about the soybean crop. The losses in crude oil were bearish for beans today, with concerns over declining global demand and economic slowdowns behind the selling pressure in that market that spilled into soy oil. Wheat futures, they turned mixed, with gains in Chicago soft wheat but losses in the hard wheats. Chicago up a penny in July at $6.31 per bushel, while Kansas City wheat down 8 cents in July at $7.90 per bushel, and Minneapolis spring wheat down 3 cents in the July contract at $8.08 per bushel. The USDA upped its world wheat ending stock estimate on Friday, and that remained a somewhat bearish influence. The advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest also weighed on prices, with early yield reports beating expectations in some cases. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, June 12th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkinton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.